Kailash Kora, 2025. A divine mountain stands looming large. We were trudging its valley completely in his charge. Our bodies kept moving up step by step. The voice of Arunachala fueling our every step. As we scaled up to the Dromla Pass, we beheld the breathtaking beauty of his abode at last. Our throats were parched and our nares dry. We took in every whiff of air our body had come to rely. After a few deep breaths, we all felt fine. Standing atop the pass, we enjoyed the warm sunshine. Humbled by the devotion of the many natives we watched, their chanting and prostrations filled with grace at large. Prayer flags abound, incense burning on the ground, their deep-voiced chant blend as one humming sound. Smiling bright faces beaming all around, the joy of coming home felt real and profound. Our bodies refreshed, felt lighter than air. It had moved all along, only by His grace, lest we ever despair. Down the pass and the undulating valley, we marched cheerfully, chanting His glory. Rested and relaxed, we finished the Kora on day 3. With clear blue skies and sun shining brightly. The hike around his abode had energized us fully. We were amazed by the locals who bore their cross silently. We headed to the lake that sprang from divine thoughts and got to sit and meditate in some of the holiest spots. As we took leave of that hallowed ground, we felt clearly this pilgrimage has taken us all deeper internally. Every mountain, lake, cave, and shrine lying deep within us begins to shine. As the body begins to wear itself out, the breath matures and resides in that one spot. No movement, no noise. We tune into that silent voice and finally rest and rejoice in that profound inner poise.